If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Patrick. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Iowa today.
Hey, and what can we do for you?
Well, I have this dog. She's about four years, three months old. I've had her for 4 years, and I drive a truck for a living, so we spend a lot of time in a semi-truck, which she does really well. But when we go home and in my car, she's just a spastic. I'm afraid she's going to have a puppy stroke one of these days.
Do you get in the car with her, just like you do the truck?
Oh, yeah. Like if we go, you know, she always wants to get in a car. But once that car gets to moving, she's just running back and forth, crying and whining and screaming and it's frightening.
How big is your dog? What kind of dog you got?
She's a Schnauzer and Yorkie mix, about 21, 22 pounds.
You know, it's really, really cool. My suggestion for you really quick is just to put a crate in there. Put your dog in a crate in the car, okay? If you want to do it really quickly, and then just take off and see what she does. If she acts all calm in the crate, you're good to go. If she gets all crazy in the crate, don't talk to her, don't look at her, don't pay any attention. Only give her attention when she's quiet. And if she does go crazy in the crate, then what you want to do to teach her to ride in cars is, again, keep your car parked in the driveway and sit in the car with your dog. Don't even move the car. Just sit in,
right,
in the car. And when the dog mellows out, you tell her, good dog. And then you start the car and you sit in the driveway. And when the dog mellows out, you tell her, good dog. And then you take a trip around the block, and you progress it from there. But try a crate, you know, because the truck rides differently from a car, and she might be getting just motion sickness and fear because of all the windows, which, she, you know, a truck doesn't have all those windows. It's like a traveling house. It's like a traveling house, so she probably doesn't get that sense of movement in the truck like she does in the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you might have something there, because it seems like if we just take a cruise down to the lake and drive around slow, she's not as bad. But when I go on highway speeds, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, she's afraid of the sounds, the G-forces, the instability of the turning. So, you know, put her in a crate. Put a crate in the car, anchor the crate so the crate can't move. And I bet you she'll be really cool inside the crate and calm and confident in the crate.
Well, that's a great idea. I could put that crate on the back of the Harley, too, then, right?
Oh, see, now that would be a different thing. That would be, you'd have to really get your dog acclimated to that slowly, baby steps, because you could freak her out real easily.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that idea with the crate, that sounds like a pretty logical idea, actually.
Yeah, it's all logic with dogs. You know, when you take the emotion out of it and you really start to watch them and pay attention to their bodies and what they're doing, you can figure out whether they're happy or they're afraid or whether they're getting anxious or fearful, and then you can act accordingly. It's people's emotions get in the way. People's human emotions get in the way of them being good dog trainers.
Right. Well, hey, I appreciate that advice. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Patrick. Drive carefully. Let's head to line 4. Is that correct, Judy?
Yes,
and
let's take that caller.
We have Deborah on for Alan. Hey, Deborah, thanks for waiting on hold there.
Yes, you're welcome. I have a question about my Boston Terrier.
What's going on?
Go ahead, Deb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening, Deb. I'm Dr. Fraser Crane here. I'm listening.
Okay. All right. I drive a truck long distance, and while we're out on the road, he does great. But when we go home for time off, he decides to urinate in the house. I don't know what to do about it.
And, Deb, here's the thing. Your dog might be a little confused. Do you have a routine when you get home? Do you have a routine for taking your dog out? Do you take him out certain times during the day?
Yes, he has the backyard fenced in, so, you know, he goes out constantly.
But do you take him out personally?
No, I don't.
All right, sweetie, here's what you need to do. So dogs pee in the house for just a couple of different reasons. It seems complicated, but a lot of times it's either separation anxiety, they're marking their territory, they can't hold it, they get excited, or they're being submissive. And the best way to eliminate that is to put your dog on a schedule and take him out at distinct times during the day. So you would basically, after he eats, take him out. First thing in the morning, take him out. Before he goes to bed, take him out. And a couple of times scattered during the day. Don't wait for the dog to tell you he needs to go out. Take him out on a leash. And as soon as he starts going outside, tell him what a good dog he is. Have you been reprimanding him or punishing him when he goes in the house?
Yes, he's putting time out.
Yeah, don't punish him when he goes in the house, because a lot of times they don't know why they're being punished. They don't make the connection. Sometimes when you punish a dog in the house for going to the bathroom, they think you're punishing them because they're going to the bathroom in front of you. You know, so it's kind of like you got to take them outside and spend more time praising them and rewarding them, much less time punishing them. It works way better when you praise and you reward a dog than when you punish a dog, because it confuses them. They don't know why they're being punished much of the time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right, girl, you try that out and keep on trucking. Hey, before you go, what are you hauling?
I got on medical supplies today.
Oh, that's beautiful. How much can I have?
Have to find me first.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, girl.
You have a good day, thanks.
Thanks for your call, Deborah. Well, that's all we have time for today. It just blew by. I want to thank Brian Donnelly for joining us, as well as Heidi Hubner. Am I pronouncing her last name right?
Hubner.
Thank you so much, Heidi, for being on Animal Radio. Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio over at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone or Android. It's free, and you can ask your questions right from the application. Check out Dr. Debbie's books, Yorkshire Terrier, Shih Tzus, Pugs, Mini Schnauzers, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friends, and, of course, Joey Villani's line of waterless shampoos, all of them over at animalradio.com. We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio right here on this fine station.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.